This is episode 14, and we're so excited to have you back. So we are 4 episodes in to the second half of season 1, and we're super excited. Tonight, I happen to have my production manager back in the building, so I'm super excited about that. So y'all, please show Anthony some love inside of the comments. Today, on podcast episode 13, I introduced you all to Astley, and I told you all that I would be starting my little Winning Woman Wednesday, and this edition, this particular section of it was going to be entitled Boss Women, like boss women that are entrepreneurs, or that are boss women that are moms, or boss women that like work an everyday job, but they're still a boss within their life. And Astley was our first person because she just started her actual business, Amazingly Created. Please follow it on Instagram, where she creates vegan products used for your body. And it could be, she creates sea moss, she creates hand lotion, she creates face masks, she creates syrup that you can take as medicine. She does it all. And all of it is 100% vegan and made from like fresh produce. Tonight, we're going to talk to someone that I considered a friend for a long time. I met her when I started working at my little part-time job. You know how you are. You decide like, hey, I want to get a little part-time job. I wanted to just make some extra money. That was my goal, was to make some extra money. So I got this part-time job at Burlington Coat Factory, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we were like all hired on together. It was her, and probably about 4 or 5 other girls. Of course, she was younger than me, but we got hired on. I think I worked at Burlington maybe for 3 years. Yeah, probably about three and a half years. It was fun. I love that extra discount. That is how I got so many clothes and shoes, because we got that discount. I caught everything when it went on sale, so it was super amazing. But she, in her story, when she wrote in about being on the show, she said that she initially started her business to purchase a car. So she loves to bake. So she initially started her business as a means to an end. She wanted to purchase her own vehicle. And it's been 3 years since she started her business, and she considers herself the ultimate girl boss. Her business is called Ariel Sweet Treats, and I'm going to call her in. She is from Memphis, Tennessee. I think when she was working with me, she was like that her family had moved to Nesbitt. But we're going to find out now. What we're going to talk about tonight is just, again, talking about like how can we help each other, what made her start her business, why she did it, what empowered her to keep it going, just some different things like that. And I think it's going to be super interesting. So we're calling her right now. And I have my drink on the table. It's peach slush. Hello? And crown peach. Hello, Ariel. How are you?
I'm good, girl. How are you?
I'm good. Virgers, please welcome Ariel to the show.
Hi.
All right, Ariel, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just got home.
Just got home?
Not too long ago.
Okay, all right, good. So, you know, I was just telling them, I told them about like how we met working at Burlington, mm-hmm. and I told them all about your business. And I told them that in your write-in about being on the show, you explained to me that you actually started this business to purchase your car. So could you go ahead mm-hmm. and tell us just a little bit about yourself, like your personal background, and then what got you to start your business?
Okay. Of course, my name is Ariel. I'm 24. And my birthday is August 26th. I'm a Virgo. Shout out to all them Virgos out there.
Go Virgo.
You a Virgo too?
No, Capricorn.
Oh, okay. My favorite color is pink. Of course, my logo is pink. The reason I started Sweet Treats was because I needed a car so bad. And, of course, you know, working at Burlington was not getting it. So I was like, I need a side hustle. So my grandma taught my mom the banana pudding recipe. So she just passed it on to me, and my cousins asked me, and they was like, can you make a banana pudding for me for Christmas? And I was like, yeah. So I made it myself without anybody help, because I did not know how to make it that good. I just know I knew what to get. So I made it, and everybody loved it, because I put my kind of push to it. So it just started going from there, and I decided, I was like, okay, I can start selling them. Because at first, I was just doing straight banana pudding. I wasn't doing no cheesecakes, no nothing. I just started at my own. And I just basically started selling them, and it just went crazy after that. And I just decided, because at first it was called Aries Pudding, and I did not like that name. So my friend Cornisha decided to help me find a new name. So she asked me, did I want to put my name in it? And I was like, yeah. So he was like, okay, Aries Sweet Treat.
What was the name at first?
It was Aries Pudding. And I did not like it.
Okay, okay.
Because I did not like that name at all. Because it was just so... I just thought it was so ratchet. Because it was just how I spelled the name and everything. Because it had a Z at the end. And I was like, oh, no. So we decided to do a whole new name. Mm-hmm. And it just went crazy after that. And I just decided to do more things. A lot of people asked about shortcakes and cheesecakes. And I didn't know how to do them. So I just decided to go on YouTube, look up recipes, like practice at home when I wasn't at work. And I just started doing more every day. And I just learned every day how to do different things.
So initially, I remember when you started that, because I remember, like, because we're friends on Facebook, I remember you posting, like, the pans, the different size pans of mm-hmm. the banana puddings, and then I saw you go from, like, the pans of banana puddings to doing the things in the mason jars. So can you tell us, like, what all your business entails now, like, what it has morphed into right now?
Well, now it's just straight mason jars. I do pans. I do banana pudding mason jars. I do strawberry crunch cake jars, strawberry shortcake. I do strawberry cheesecake, caramel cheesecake, Oreo cheesecake. I do cupcakes now. I do the strawberry cake slices. I do banana pudding pie. It's like basically my banana pudding recipe, but it's like caramel with like a graham cracker crust. It's really good. It tastes really good. And I do banana pudding wheat caramel. I do like a whole bunch of other stuff now. Like some of that stuff I just taught myself. Because I just decided to add caramel to my banana pudding one day, and I let my mom taste it. And she's a picky eater, so I just decided to let her taste it. And she was like, it was so good, so I just started selling it. And as far as the mason jar idea, it came from my friend Cornisha as well, and I decided to do it too. That's why my logo is a mason jar. And I decided to go on YouTube to see how can I layer them to make it look neat. So I just started doing piping bag, and now I just layer them differently, and it looks so neat.
Awesome. In your first year, because you've been, I think if I'm not mistaken, what I read was you've been doing this for the past 3 years?
Yeah, it's going to be 4 years on July the 26th.
All right, so what was your first year like? Because I know, like, for me right now, this is my first year doing, like, my podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to me and my team, Anthony. This is my first year with the podcast, the book, the website. And the first couple of months, we've had good sales every time. But what I've been mm-hmm. trying to tell other people that want to start businesses is that they need to consider that your first year is actually, like, being a freshman, and it means you got to put in work and actually really mm-hmm. really, like, you're not making any money. You're putting every cent you get, you put it, like, back into the business. You may be able to mm-hmm. save some every now and again, but for the most part, if you're like, so, like, for me, I'm like trying to buy equipment. I'm getting ready to buy a new desk, a new chair, Pam the production manager, doing different things like that. So how was it for you your first year? Like, how did you survive the first year, and what did you do better the second year that made you go into your third?
My first year was tough. When I say it was tough because I didn't know exactly how to run a business. because so I had to go to my dad for a lot of advice because he went to school for business. So I didn't know how, like, price wise, and I had a lot of people I could say to try to run over me, like, because now I accept straight deposits. If you do not put a deposit down, I would not make anything. I had a lot of people, I made large pans, and they're like $24. They're big size pans. It's a lot of putting in their pans. And I had people that get maybe three of those, and they don't get them. So that's a lot of money that's coming out of my pocket. It was stressful because I lost a lot of friends while I first started my business.
My Lord.
Because I couldn't do as much fun things anymore. I couldn't my go out Lord, as much. Girl, speak
I, me. I'm, yes, I'm sorry.
Because I had to do orders. It's okay. Trust me, girl. I was the same. I lost a lot of friends. And when I say I had friends make jokes about it, and they was like, oh, you got to make them puddings again, or, oh, you doing puddings again. But what I did, I didn't let that get in my head. I just made sure I kept going because I knew that's what my purpose was. And if I want to keep doing this and try to be the best me I can be, I can't care about what nobody else said about me.
Facts.
So that's what I did. I just basically just cut all ties off of people that wasn't supportive, people that was negative. And the second year was way better because I got more. I had more of a business mind. I know how to talk to people, and I know how to make. I know how to sell my product. So that was like a big turnover for me.
Oh, this. That's awesome. Like when the reason I said, like, tell me about it, I don't feel like I've lost any friends as of yet, but I do feel like and this is no shade to anyone, this is my podcast and I'm speaking honestly. I told y'all I'm going to tell you the blunt, honest truth, and that's what I want to do. And we need to be able to actually address things and be okay with shit being said. And if you get offended by what I said, I still love you. I don't care if you're upset. If you want to call me and talk to me about it, you're welcome. If you have my number, to call me and talk about it. Otherwise, it has been said and put in the universe. But what I'm going to say is, we started out and we started out. I had to find a way to do it. I had had an accident in December, and I just gotten, you know how sometimes you just get down, you're like, ugh. And I was like, I'm not gonna stay in this particular situation. I'm not gonna let my circumstances define my happiness. I can't do it. It's too stressful. It's making me more, it was making me feel miserable. So I text Anthony, who at the time, he wasn't my production manager, he was just my student, and I knew that he was really, really good with all this stuff. So he would let me ask him 50 million questions as long as he could sit in my classroom and warm his food up during lunch. And he would show me different things. So we found out how to do my book for free, like set everything up and sell it initially for free and then get money on the back end. Like they get their money on the back end. KDP gets their percentage on the back end, and then I get royalties from the book. But what happened was after I had the accident, I got down on myself. I called Anthony and I was just like, you know what? I need to do a commercial. And it was supposed to be 30 seconds. Then it went to 34 seconds because we kept going back and forth with ideas. And I was like, you know what, Akilah, you're going to put everything that you said you were going to do in this commercial, and you're going to tell them when it's happening. This is going to hold you accountable to yourself. So a lot of people thought like, oh, I was trying to flodge, or a lot of people may have thought, I'm going to say that I was trying to like flodge or show off or whatever. But in actuality, I was putting it into the universe, like speaking it as though it already were, because it had been placed in me to do it. I had not done it yet. So I wanted to put it out there to make sure that I held Akilah accountable for that. In doing that, I've had people to like bless me with different things, like bless me. Some people have sent the funds in. Some people have donated different types of. I had one friend donate shades. She gave me a couple of purses. She gave me mailers. She gave me a whole bunch of jewelry that she had left over from her particular store. And I just, in all of that, there were people that I felt, and I'm not going to name any names, there were just people that I felt that acted a particular way. Like it was like, oh, and I am the type, and you know me, Ariel, you know me personally, I support people wholeheartedly. Yeah. Like I'm pushing you. I'm helping you however I can, whatever it is. Oh, you need this, or you want to do that. That has always been me. And I started receiving more support from people that I did not know. Now, my core friends, those Ooh. Core four or five friends that I always had, they ain't turned away. They buying books, they proofreading, they doing whatever it is I need. If I'm up early in the morning, asking questions or whatever and in need of help, they help me. But other people that I thought were like, we were like friends, but we might not have been as close as we used to be or whatever, they just like, it was like all of a sudden it became like this distance. And I was like, why? And I remember watching this video on either Facebook or YouTube. And the person was like, you know, when you begin to excel, sometimes people around you get upset because now you're not they're not the center of attention anymore, or they feel like you're in competition with them. And I was like, and it's sad because if you think about it, if you go in the store, we go in Walmart or Kroger's, the bread aisle is a perfect example. There's a multiplicity of bread on that aisle. Everybody does not eat the same bread. They have the Nature's bread. They have that bread that's yellow and blue. I can't think of the name of it. They have Wonder bread. They have the 99-cent bread for each store. Like Kroger's has its own brand. H-E-B has its own brand. There are so many different brands of bread. And everybody is at a different level to get whatever bread they want. So I'm like, in my head, I'm saying, everybody has the opportunity to do something. Everybody has an opportunity to get a check. Why isn't there? Yeah. That's it. In my other podcast that we did, the podcast 13, that's what the person that was with me, Ashley, said. She was like, our problem is we live so much in our fear and we refuse to live in faith. So today I started a little series that's going to be going on online called Faith Over Fear Fridays. And I told in my post, I said, what we need to stop doing is taking shit personal. And get out of our head, get out of our way, and be okay with being still and working for whatever it is that we want. And that's what I'm doing now. I have a whole lot of stuff going on. Like, I wish I could say some of the stuff that I have going on, like within work and different stuff or whatever. But I'm like, cool, whatever. I know what I've said. You
don't
know, like,
say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
And that's so like, that's a whole nother story. Like, even like talking about like my businesses. For years, I have told friends and family members, but specifically friends, hey, I want to do this. I want to have da-da-da, and I'm going to do da-da-da, and woo-woo-woo. And I've seen several of those friends do those things, right? Those exact things. Yeah. I never said a word because I was like, you know what? We all have ideas, right? I never said a word. And I realized that those things were preparing me for when I got into other situations that I wouldn't be like, ugh, something X, Y, and Z doing what I'm doing. No, they doing it. Let's see how they doing it. And let me see if I can utilize some of the tools they're using or learn from it, or they can learn from me or whatever. But other people don't. A lot of people, for some reason, don't feel that way. Like, I was excited when I saw you doing your business because I was like, wow, she's a young lady and she's an entrepreneur. I remember telling you that, like, right into you, like, saying congratulations on your business. Because if I'm not mistaken, what, you had just turned 21 or something like that?
And I was had just turned 21, and I needed a car. And you know how my parents was.
Yeah.
Like, they always told me, you have to work for certain things.
Yeah.
If you don't work for it, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
So I was always taught to work for things, and that's exactly what I did.
So what has you are in year three, going into year four. What has been the most significant, what was the most impactful thing that you did in year two to set you up for success in year three?
Can you repeat that for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the most impactful thing that you did in year two to set you up for success in year three?
When I think I did a baby shower, and she wanted a dozen of dolls. That was so big for me because I did not know I was going to do it. When I did that baby shower, there were so many people. They told me, like, your jars are so good. They're amazing. Like, that shocked me. So I was just, like, so amazing. I did not know, because I don't even eat half of the stuff I make. So I don't see how people love it, because I think I'm so burnt out on it.
Mm.
And they just like, oh, my God. So they called me the crack lady.
The crack lady.
Like, your stuff is crack. Yeah, they like, your stuff is crack. Like, my brother, he would come get a banana pudding like almost every other day. And he would eat it by himself. And that's so crazy to me. Because I don't even eat it. But other than that, the major thing was to see my parents proud of me. Because they were so proud of me. Because they didn't know that it would get this big.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to the point, it just so big. And the reason why I feel like it was just so big, and I kind of, it was an open, I didn't know that it was so big when I was getting my business card. And I was like, wow, I really have a business. Like,
yeah.
It really, it shocked me. And I was like, I really am doing this by myself with nobody help but just support from people that, you know, love me and care about me.
Yeah.
But that was like the most major things in year two.
All right. So in year two, getting an actual baby shower that was like this big order, and also seeing the proudness of your parents, like them recognizing mm-hmm. the greatness. Okay. That's awesome. Like, I was talking to the young lady that I interviewed on episode 13, and I was telling her, I said, my dad, when I launched my website, he was excited when I did my book. He was like, with that commercial. And it was okay, because again, the commercial was for me. It was like to keep me accountable. But when I dropped the book, he was extremely excited. And then when the website, so initially my website was supposed, and y'all probably heard this before on here, because I say it like this every time. Initially, the website I assumed was just going to be a page. I thought it was just going to be like one page, and like, oh, you stroll down to the bottom, you put a review. You want to buy a book, email a Keela. That's what I thought it was going to be. But I had also, like, Anthony and I had been talking about different things, and he was like, well, what do you think you need? And I started describing things to him. And when I'm talking about, like, I don't care what nobody say, my website is shit. Like, when you go on my website.
Yes, it's really good. It's really cute, too. Like, I noticed that when I seen it. I was like, wow, this is cute. I really like this a lot.
Thank you. My production manager made it. And when my dad saw that website, and he was like, oh, like, you legit a business. And he said to me, he was like, now you are the Akilah that I knew you could be. Like, for so many years, mm-hmm. my dad would always say, he would always say to me, I'm just waiting on you to recognize who you are and walk in it. I was like, I am, you know, like, all upset. Like, well, yeah, I am. I call him Five sometimes because he's a fifth child. So I'd be like, I am Five. Going on now. I am. And when he said that this year, it clicked. And I was like, everybody mm-hmm. else, you know how sometimes we are our own worst critics?
Yeah.
I had been, it wasn't anybody else. And like something that my person said, Ashley said on episode 13, 9 times out of 10, the common denominator in each situation is you. You know, it is you. Even in a breakup, even in a robbery, something that happened, I feel like you, in some way, shape, or form, played a part in it. And for so long, yeah. I moved to Houston. I started making really decent money. I was excited. I loved my apartment, really loved my job. I got complacent, and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And God was like, Sarah Jakes Roberts, she has a video on this, and she's like, he got to make you uncomfortable so you'll go do what you're supposed to do. And I was like, mm-hmm. right now, like this school year right here, when I say God has disrupted everything, I mean, everything from one end to the next, he has disrupted it all. He's disrupted relationships. Like, he's taken people that I kept trying to pull in my life, and he's like, God, I done told you, gone on from these folks now. These folks done told you to go on from them, and you still there. Leave these folks alone. The last time I was like, okay,
I
God.
Have to learn this too.
Yeah, so
I have to learn it a lot.
How did that help you in your business? Learning to, like, when God tell you to leave folks alone, or when he helps folks walk away and you need to let them go, how has that helped you in your business?
Girl, it helped me a lot. I just pushed them on after that. I'd be like, bye. Thank you, Lord. Because I cannot deal with negativity, especially with me. Because you've been knowing me for a while. You know, I didn't went from the childish area to the ground area.
Yeah.
I went to a whole new level, to the point, if I feel like your energy is so negative, I'm just gonna block you. Like, you may just be looking clueless the next day and like, what did I do? I'm like, you are not worth being in my life. You are not worth being in my energy because you're making me not think about my success.
Yep.
Like, so I need for you to get away from me. They didn't help me a lot because not they losing friends. When you will know, you two main things you will lose friends either when you get pregnant or you have a business. Them are the two main things when you lose friends. You'll lose the most friends around them times.
Lord.
Because you will not, nobody will support you. Like they say, they're like, oh, girl, I'm gonna buy everything. You know, I didn't have so many friends tell me, girl, I'm gonna buy everything from you. I didn't have friends tell me my jars are too high. I didn't have a lot.
And that right there just irks my nerve. Like, don't get nobody. Like, I was, so when a young lady, shout out to CB Sold It. Y'all know I'm always shouting Charity Bennett out, the realtor, one of the best realtors in Houston. And Notary Publics, published author. She does so many things. But she donated. She was like, I want to give you a tangible gift. She was on episode 3 and 4. Of the podcast, and when after we finished recording, she was like, I want to give you a tangible gift, I want to give you something. So she gave me like five or six boxes of shades that maybe had like between eight to ten pair in there. She gave me a whole bunch of jewelry, she gave me a mailer, she gave me a couple other things too. And when she did it, what happened was, she was like, I'm gonna give you X, Y, and Z to do, to sell. And I was like, okay, great. When I get ready to sell it, I go home, I take the pictures of it myself, because I'm like, at this point I don't have time to afford, and I'm really like self-conscious, and I didn't notice that until I started doing this stuff, because I was like, I gotta be the model for my products because I don't have anybody else to do it. I don't have time to wait to go to school. I can't go to school and ask my students to do it because we can't have the students in our pictures and different stuff like that. I'm not at home around my sisters and brothers, so they can't try them all. So Keela got to try on all these shades. And I'm like trying on the shades. I'm like, I got to try to model. I got to do this. I got to do that. But I love pictures. So so if you follow me on Snapchat, you know, I'm like, you probably like, Keela, you act like that? Because on Snapchat, I'm just.
You probably just like me. I'm always in the camera. Always in the camera. I'm like, girl, take my picture right now, please. Like, always in the camera.
Yes, I am. When I say I'm always in the camera, honey, I'm always in the camera. But we, when I got home, I had some shades with me, and all of my siblings were like, let me buy some shades. They didn't say, Keela, let me get some shades for $10. They were like, how much the shades cost? Everybody that wanted a book in my hometown. They didn't say, let me get the book for $10. Let me get the book for $5. They paid the full price. And I was like, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to go to nobody's. If you got a friend, they got a catering business, they sell something, whatever it is, you're not supposed to half charge them or ask them like, hey, can I get a discount or da, da, da. You're not supposed to do that. And I ain't going to lie. I told Anthony, because I was a little broke, I was like, can I get the teacher discount? I was like, can I get the teacher discount? But with that, you know what I'm saying, that was at a moment of like real duress. You have people that actually out here, they be like, oh, why are you charging $250 for, like Anthony does photography, why are you charging $250 for these photos? Because it's $250. I got work to do. You want me to run around this park with you? Yes. Anthony will run around the park with you. He will hold your shoes. He will fix your hair. He will put on your necklace. He will tie your shoe, whatever it is. So this man, yeah. And I'm like, whatever the service is, like I saw you one night, you were, I think you were doing a TikTok, but you were cooking and you were using the little, what do you call the bag again? The filling bag?
It's called a decorative bag. But I call them piping bags.
You were using.
I pipe them with all of my jars, and I pipe them for my cupcakes too.
So you would
call biscuits today.
Oh, okay. So you were like piping a jar, and you were just like playing and having fun. And I'm like, look at that. Even though she's on here playing and having fun, she's still working. That is taking time. I don't care what you feel about it. Anthony, I'm just going to use him again. He does a lot of work on the computer. That shit takes time. And time is something that we can't take back. So whatever a person is doing in their time, that is why that's such a pet peeve of mine. Honor a person's time. I hate when folks waste my motherfucking time. Don't waste my time. Don't lie to me telling me you finna come somewhere. Don't lie to me telling me you gonna do something. Don't ask me for shit for free or half off. No, unless it's a sale, don't ask me for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to teach one of my friends. So she's trying to start the sweet business, but she's doing majority of brownies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I told her, you got to have a business way how you talk to people. You got to have the regular way. Like, she had a customer that basically told her, she said, I told her the way that she said it. So she said, okay, I want to place an order for some brownies. She said, okay, but I need a payment before pickup. You don't say that. You say, I require a deposit of your total. Your total is $15. So I need half of that, and you will get your order, and also you can bring the rest of that, and you can pay me that once you get your brownies, and they will be ready.
Yeah.
That's how you talk to people. You don't say that. So the girl told her, no, I'm going to pick my stuff up, and I'll pay you then.
Oh, no!
And she was like, she was going to pop off and go off. I'm like, no, you don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't talk about you. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I said, let me text you what you need to say, and you copy and paste it, and you send it to her.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to show her it's a way you talk to people. It's a way you can talk about things. You don't say certain stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I had to get to that, too, because at first I was like that. Because I'm like, I'm not judging you because I was like that. Like, I always had a business mind, but I didn't know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had to learn that. So, like, it's a way you do things. So I was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that now.
Because it does take a lot of learning. And that's what I'm learning, like, within this. And I, hold on a second. Can I talk about briefly, like, what we were talking about today, like, with the plan, the payment plan, all that? Okay. I just had to ask Anthony something because I want to make sure it was clear. So, like, and I'm not going to get deep into what Anthony and I talked about, but we were talking about different, like, payment schedules and different things like that. And I did that with Anthony because I feel like he's a part of my team. And in order for my team to be successful, like, I'm having to learn, like, how to navigate that and think about, like, how in this business market. So, like, let's say, for instance, you probably, when you first started out, you had to think about how much pans cost, how much the mixes cost, how many things of eggs do you need, milk, water, whatever else you need, right? Like the piping, the icing, and all those things, right? Mm-hmm. Sugar, whatever it is, you have to consider those things, right? So right now I'm having to teach myself to consider all those costs, and then I'm having to also have those particular, they're not... Anthony's pretty cool, so it's not particularly hard conversations, but it's like conversations where we're like, okay, so this is what's happening, because we want to eventually move into a place where Anthony is being paid a set price. Right now, we're not, the business isn't bringing in a big buck of money. But because of the work that we're doing, we're knowing that, hey, once the podcast get picked up, we're going to be able to set it up to where we can pay those big prices for saying, like, hey, Anthony does. So last week, Anthony was doing something for his own page, which is like, this is, I think it's just the best thing ever. He was making like a social, I think, flyer for his podcast, he's making a social ad for his podcast and his YouTube page. So he just made me one. And I was like, Anthony does things like that, but Anthony, he needs to be compensated for that, right? Because he's a part of my team. And whatever time, it may have took him 10 minutes. Oh, well, those were his 10 minutes. He can't get them back. He needs to be compensated for that. But by the same token, as a business owner, you have to learn how to think about your cost and then determine what you can afford and what you cannot afford. Like, I'm not ashamed to say, like, hey, I'm doing well, but it's not like, oh, I'm out here making 15, 16. I ain't Angela Yee in it. I ain't Charlamagne in it right mm-hmm. now. I haven't gotten there yet. That's the goal, God. You hear me? That's the goal. But we haven't gotten there yet. But like having those tough conversations, and like even when I was thinking about, I don't know if Anthony remembers this, I was thinking about the pricing of shipping, because I was like, man, I don't want to charge so much for shipping, even though like if you go to USPS, the United States Postal Service, I have to remember how to say it. If you go there, a flat rate shipping priority box starts at $7.50. Like, that's what it starts mm-hmm. at. And I'm like, well, man, that makes my book $30 because my book is $20. That now makes my book $30 for people. But then I had to think about like, whereas I have to think about where my profit is going to come in at, like, you know, how much do you want to give away and how much are you trying to take in? You know what I'm saying? Where I'm trying to like get that profit in. And still, once I get that in, I have to now pay back the business for what I bought. Then I got to buy some more books. So I still haven't really gotten on top of that. But yeah, like just learning those different things and everything. So what do you have coming up as far as year four? Are you going to do something big? Are you going to have like a big lunch party or something for year four to celebrate year four and sell some things? Or what are you going to do?
Well, I was thinking about doing a four year anniversary giveaway. Mm. I was going to do a giveaway of two Mason jars probably. I haven't thought about what exactly I'm going to give away, but I know I've been talking about doing a 4 year anniversary party. Because, you know, Cornisha, she do like decorations and stuff. I was going to like let her like decorate the party. And I know somebody else that do like really good treats. So I was going to send her my logo and she was going to do like Rice Krispies. You know, my logo on it, candy apples, like stuff like that, cupcakes, mm-hmm. like all types of stuff for me, for my party, because I've been talking about it for a while. Yeah. So I was like, I really want to do a party for my 4 years, and this a big accomplishment. Everybody like, no, do it at 5. I'm like, no, I'm going to do it at 4, because I feel like it's a big year still. So it's a long time coming.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need a lot to get here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been thinking about having a party. So I guess that's what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be July 25th because the 26th is on a Sunday.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna do it on this Saturday.
All right, sounds awesome. I hope I'm in town and not in Texas. I hope that this stuff is. Well, God, I hope that we are safe. I hope that the coronavirus is clear, or that we have this under control by June. Because I already know that May isn't happening because they're just now getting testing centers up, enough testing centers up around to actually test people to see if they actually have it. So hopefully.
I was supposed to go to Dallas in May. I was supposed to go to Dallas at the end of May, and mm-hmm. I won't be able to go. So I was like, well, that's a trip that I had to cancel. Like, Corona needs to go back where she came from.
What?
Because I'm trying to have fun. I want to go outside.
So, Ariel, do you still work your full-time job and go to school, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I still work my full-time job. I go to school for early childhood education, still. And I also work at Faith Preschool Academy. That's what I was doing today. I was babysitting one of my kids because the job had to sit down due to Corona. Mm-hmm. So, the mom picked me last night and asked, could I babysit her from now on? I told her, yes.
Oh,
and I still
awesome.
Got orders that's due for tomorrow too, so I'm gonna get up here in the morning and start on my order to have them ready by tomorrow night.
Oh, okay, look at Ariel. So Ariel, have you been able to when at what point in your business did you begin to make profits where you actually saw something that you could put to the side and begin to pay yourself? Like I've seen, so I'm in this e-boutique group on Facebook. And it's just a whole bunch of women. I think it's a few men in there. And we like share different resources. We promote our businesses in there and all of that. And one woman was like, she didn't begin to start paying herself until year three. She was like, the first year it was completely all into her business, with the exception of, I think she may have been able to take a few hundred dollars out. Then she said the second year she began to start setting stuff aside to set up different things for the business, and by year three she was able to pay herself as the owner.
Well, I'll say mine would be like not year two too, because now I'm still paying for stuff that's still like incorporated with my business, because I'm just now getting a backdrop since I haven't like get like events and stuff like that in a minute, like my personal own event, because I've been thinking about doing pop-up shops, like me hosting the pop-up shops and like different other people and stuff like that. Like I'm just not getting a backdrop, a ring light, like I'm just not getting stuff that I actually needed for it. So I should say about year two too, I started making profit for myself. Like, okay, I can take this out and buy me something from Fashion Nova, something like that, some lashes, some lip gloss, something like that I like, something I do on the side of it. So I was like, yeah, so I can say year two too.
Okay. All right. Well, Ariel, we have this section on the show that we like to call Sass Talk. This is where we say something sassy and snazzy to the people to sort of encourage them and like help them live out their dreams or just get through their day. Is there anything sassy or snazzy that you would like to say to the people to bless their spirits and push them to do and be better?
Well, to anybody that's a boss, any gender, male or female, go for it, no matter what. Like, regardless of who don't like you, who don't want to talk to you, who don't want to bother you, can we cuss on this or not?
Go right ahead.
Fuck them. Because they can't do nothing for you. They can't pay a bill. They can't do nothing. So you go for it because God is the only person that can push you forward through anything. If it ain't God, don't worry about it. You push yourself. So you go for it and be the best you can be no matter what. And that's what Ariel got to say, your favorite girl boss.
Okay, and that's what I told them. I was like, she calls herself your favorite girl boss. Before I called you, this is how I was introducing you, saying that you call yourself the favorite girl boss. That is awesome, Ariel. It is so great to speak with you. I was so excited to have you on the show. Ariel, you're going to be on YouTube, too. That's why I needed your picture.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put you on YouTube, and I'll send you the links and things so that you'll be able to share the video and all of that, too. It's so great to talk to you. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to try some of your sweet treats.
Thank you. Just let me know when I can figure out how to ship them jars, because I'm so scared to ship them. Like, I have people all over, like New Orleans, you ask me, Nashville, Texas, all over the place. You ask me, can you ship? I'm like, I'm scared to ship those jars because I don't want them to break when they get to you, and it'll be my fault. So when I can figure out how to really ship those jars, I can ship them. But whenever you come visit, just let me know. And I can make you something, and I can put it to the side, and you can taste it. Because trust me, it's crack, honey.
It's so it'll be addicted.
It's crack. You're going to be addicted, Cal. Because they be blowing me up.
That's good. Well, hopefully this will be over soon, because I said if this is over in the next, well, at least if they open up the, like, the little, I was told that, like, this Texas Rangers on, like, the Louisiana, by, like, the Louisiana exit and different exits or whatever, telling you can't go. No, turn around.
Yes.
So once all of this clears up, I'm going to try to come to Mississippi. So at least for, like, a week or two, come say hey, sit down, chill, because I just be in this house, girl. Stand by yourself.
It's, me, I know.
It's exciting when you stay by yourself and you can go out. But when you stay by yourself and now work is in your house and everything else is like, ah.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
It's too much. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you. You are a Virgo.
Thank you.
I can't wait for you to hear episode 14.
Thank you. I cannot wait to see it. Because I cannot wait to hear my little bitty voice on that screen. Because I know it's so small. I'm like, oh my God, I know I sound like a baby. I mean, they're like, you girl like 24? Yes, I am 24, Chad.
You know what? Your voice sounds way different from what it used to sound like back in the day. Because when I first met you, it was really smaller. A baby voice.
Yes. It got a little deeper. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a little more grown woman-y.
Yes.
But you have a good night, Ariel. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. All right, Virgers. So tonight we've talked about being a boss and being okay with whatever being a boss entails. If that means you lose friends, if that means you have to readapt to something, whatever it may be, that's what we talked about tonight. I was like really excited to reconnect with an old friend from work and to see like her elevating and leveling up. Another thing that I want to make sure that we double down on and talk about is and focus on really quickly is energy. Like remember to control the energy that is around you. Remember that you control your circumstances. And I know some people might be like, no, I don't. Excuse me. I'm a kid. No, I don't. I'm gonna give you an example. When we moved to Mississippi, I did not want to be there. Playing flat out. I just flat out. I did not want to be there. I was used to living in Chicago. I was used to living in a city, and we had only been coming to Mississippi for the summers and maybe every now and again another holiday throughout the year. So when we moved there, I was like, you know, this is not going to change. My mom is moving me here. Mom says we have to stay here. So what am I going to do? That's how I started to write. I had to control like my circumstances. I couldn't change because I was a kid, but I could control how I reacted to them. So I had to adapt to this situation as best as I knew how. And if that meant picking up a pen and a pad and deciding that I was going to live in a fantasy until I could get out of there, because that's how I felt. But I love my hometown. I love Mississippi. Shout out to Jonestown, Mississippi. Shout out to Mississippi as a whole. I love my state and my city, my town. It's a small town, but you know, we're a big city. Please get it right. I love it. But initially as a kid, I just didn't want to be there because I was so used to Chicago and being able to do different things and stuff like that. But I adapted to that situation. I have always been the person to change my energy, elevate my energy, however need be, to help push me forward. And that is what I can say I had to have stopped doing maybe about year 2.5 out here. I had changed my energy away from my goals. And now I'm back on track. And I just say to you to stay on track. Make sure that you control the energy that's around you. Adapt to your circumstances. Don't fall prey to them. And just be the best version of you each day. Like, don't take whatever troubles you had from the day before into the next day. Each day you have a brand new start. You create your own weather every day. It's gloomy outside right now, but I'm smiling. I'm on teeth. And I said teeth. Like that. But I'm all smiles, y'all, and I'm enjoying myself, and I'm going to continue to enjoy myself throughout Corona, after Corona, I don't have to go home for Corona, but whatever Corona got going on, I'm going to continue to enjoy myself. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. I'm so funny. But Virgis, I hope that tonight we've done something, I've said something, we've sparked some type of flame or something in you to honor and honor your time and gain your time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll see you in episode 15. Bye.